This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the recent free trade agreement between India and the European Union will benefit Indian startups by improving access to funding and will also boost India's creative economy. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps NCCPM's rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi this evening.
यूरोपियन यूनियन यानी दुनिया के 27 देशों के साथ भारत का ये एग्रीमेंट हुआ है। इसका फायदा भारत के स्टार्टअप्स को होगा, भारतीय स्टार्टअप्स की फंडिंग और इनोवेशन इकोसिस्टम तक पहुंच और आसान होगी। इस समझौते से हमारी क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी को फिल्म, गेमिंग, फैशन, डिजिटल कंटेंट, म्यूजिक और डिजाइन को भी बहुत फायदा होगा।
Mr. Modi said India has already signed several free trade agreements with countries including Oman, New Zealand, the UK, the UAE, Australia and Mauritius, and emphasized that these pacts will generate vast opportunities for millions of young people. He said the youth of the country today are committed to a nation-first mindset. The NCCPM rally marked the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026, which witnessed the participation of 2,406 cadets from across the country. Prime Minister Modi today said India's aviation sector has undergone a historic transformation over the past decade, evolving into the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message at the Wings India 2026 event, which got underway at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad today. Asia's largest civil aviation event, Wings India 2026, will continue till Saturday, showcasing the rise of Indian aviation and the future of global flight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Chief Executive Officer CEOs of the global energy sector at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi today as part of the ongoing India Energy Week 2026. Highlighting India's robust economic momentum, the Prime Minister stated that India is advancing rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy and will play a decisive role in the global energy demand-supply balance. During the interaction, Prime Minister Modi drew attention to significant investment opportunities in India's energy sector. He highlighted an investment potential of around $100 billion in exploration and production, citing investor-friendly policy reforms introduced by the government. He also underscored the $30 billion opportunity in compressed biogas. The India-EU Free Trade Agreement will be beneficial for the plantation crop sector, especially coffee. Speaking to Akashvani News, President of Coffee Exporters Association of India, Ramesh Raja, said the EU is the most important market for coffee. As the FTA reduces tariffs on coffee to zero, India will be competing with other big coffee markets globally. The budget session of Parliament began today with the ceremonial address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu outlined the central government's sustained focus on strengthening the country's public health care system. The President noted that over 11 crore people have received free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana since the launch of the scheme. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament tomorrow. Maharashtra is in deep mourning following the tragic demise of state's Deputy Chief Minister and NCP President Ajit Pawar in a plane crash near Baramati in Pune district this morning. The last rites of the NCP chief will be performed with full state honours around 11 a.m. tomorrow in Baramati. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, several union ministers have expressed profound grief at the demise of the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister. In men's cricket, chasing the target of 216 runs, India were 134 for 5 in 14 overs against New Zealand in their fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. Put into bat first, visitors posted 215 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs with the help of Tim Seifert's 62 off 36 and Devon Conway's 44 off 23 balls. And with that, we end this news bulletin.